From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam.
As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
In a joint press conference in Hanoi with Mr. Obama, Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang said the two governments have agreed to strengthen their partnership in substance and in depth. Responding to a reporter's question about increased Chinese aggression in the region, Mr. Obama said the decision was not based on China. Mr. Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that Mr. Obama said has continued to plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. The president said the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to engage in peace talks and end the violence that has taken the lives of many people. The U.S. leader made the comments one day after the Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Media reports say a series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities have left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. Four bombs exploded in Jablay, killing at least 53 people. 48 people were killed in Tartus when three bombs struck the city. A news agency linked to the Islamic State group says IS is responsible for the attacks. This is VOA News. Norbert Hofer, the Freedom Party candidate in Austria's presidential election, has conceded defeat. While the results from Sunday's vote have not yet been officially announced, Alexander van der Bellen, a former Green Party chief running as an independent, appears to have won a significant chunk of the 90,000 absentee ballots that remain to be counted. Van der Bellen says a lot of people in the country feel they have not been heard and that a new political culture is needed. Hofer, nominee of the Eurosceptic Anti-Immigration Party, said he was sad he had not won, but called the work of his supporters an investment for the future. Director General Margaret Chan of the World Health Organization says the world is not ready to cope with the threats posed by emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases. Chan spoke to some 3,500 delegates attending the annual World Health Assembly. Lisa Schlein reports.
World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan told this gathering of health ministers and providers that countries could no longer work in isolation to contain infectious diseases and overcome other health threats. She says few threats are local anymore. She says people and goods move around in this interconnected world, and so do diseases. Chan says WHO's health emergency management system is undergoing a major reform to ensure its teams are able to respond more quickly and effectively to outbreaks and humanitarian emergencies. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Protests against Kenya's Electoral Commission took place in several cities Monday. Local media are reporting at least three demonstrators were killed in western Kenya. In Nairobi, riot police formed a line around the commission headquarters, waiting much of the afternoon to deter the protests. The demonstrators never reached the compound because police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse them. Smaller groups of protesters were tear gassed earlier in the day. Iraqi forces battled Islamic State forces near Fallujah on Monday. The operation to retake the militant stronghold just west of Baghdad could last several weeks. Meanwhile, United Nations officials are worried about thousands of families who may be trapped in Fallujah. A new report by the International Monetary Fund says Greece needs unconditional debt relief from European Union creditors over the long term to rebuild its financial strength. The IMF released its debt sustainability analysis Monday. The analysis was released a day before European finance ministers meet to review Greece's bailout and discuss the potential for debt restructuring. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.